This is an O'Reilly Auto Parts Roadshow on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from Miami, this is The Second Level, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Here's Eitan Shander.
Mowed the lawn this morning. Yes, I'm down in Miami. Yes, I'm staying at a hotel. But I was able to mow the lawn, and with that, it was my Lawnmower 3.0 brought to you by Manscaped. I told you that I own this product. I told you that I am a card-carrying member of Manscaped.com. And I'm going to tell you a lot more about Manscaped.com, where you can get a 20% off free shipping as well with our code SBNation. Again, Manscaped.com, SBNation is the code. I'll tell you again about that, but we have to bring in one of the most famous wide receivers to ever play the game, Super Bowl champion, owns, I've counted at least five franchise records for the Packers, Jordy Nelson, Eitan Shander, SB Nation Radio. Jordy, appreciate your time, sir.
No problem.
Thank you.
Having me.
Absolutely. Now, I have to ask you, I read this reading up. I know that you returned back to the farm following your retirement, but you, like, single-handedly rebuilt that or put that farm in. Like, you didn't hire a bunch of people, and this wasn't like, oh, I'm going to sit back in retirement and watch 50 people or a huge crew build my farm. Like, you were there putting in 12-hour days, I see this.
Yeah, so I grew up on a family farm, so it's what I know. I enjoy going back, and like you're talking in the off seasons, during the summer I'd go back and work with my brother and my dad, and it was kind of a relief to me. It refreshed me, get me away from football. I wouldn't have to, you know, get my mind off it. Because, I mean, you need some break for your body, but also mentally, of constantly watching film and worrying about that and this. So it got me away from it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So, yeah, we bought some land, so now I get a farm with my brother and do some of the work and stay up on it and eventually get my kids out there.
See, the average person, I think, would think, hey, you're getting away from killing your body in the NFL, and now you're breaking it down 12 hours a day on the farm. Right. Like, chill out, play some golf.
But it also helped out because – I mean, at the beginning of training camp, I think one of the biggest shocks is how long the days are. Because you go practice, and then you meet, and you meet, and you meet. And you have to stay alert. You have to stay fresh. You have to – so farming, those longer days kind of prepared me, honestly, because I was always on my feet. It was, you know, from whatever, 7 o'clock to 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So it's similar to a day at training camp. So so it allowed me to stay fresh in meetings and you're used to it instead of some of the guys that probably go work out, go home, take a nap,
right.
Work out, go home, take a nap.
Right.
It's like – you don't get the naps in the middle of training camp when you're in meetings, or you shouldn't be.
It's very fair, right? Yeah, somebody's going to wake your ass up if that's the case.
Right.
What's the most difficult thing about farming that you didn't think would be difficult?
There's a lot of hard work. I think none of it's too difficult anymore. To me, I don't enjoy sitting in a tractor, like, working ground all day because it gets pretty boring. Cause, I mean, you could be out there for 10 hours just going back and forth in a field and
right.
Going to another field and – it always is a reminder when the radio starts replaying the same songs, you've realized you've been in the same spot too long. So then you got to change the station.
Yeah.
But, you know, I enjoy a lot. And the best thing is it's something different usually every day. During harvest time, you'll do a lot of the same stuff because you got to get the crop out of the ground. But, I mean, if you go for 5 days in a row, you know, three of them are going to be different. And so I think it keeps it fresh, keeps it new, keeps it doing something different.
You can enjoy a couple of Ultra Golds, too, out
absolutely.
There on the tractor, right?
Yeah, so here with Michelob Ultra Pure Gold. So with the agricultural background, what they're doing is a 6-for-6-pack promotion that every 6-pack of Pure Gold Michelob Ultra that they sell, they're going to turn 6 square feet of farmland into organic farming. So Pure
wow.
Gold is an organic beer. And less than 1% of farms in America are farmed organically. And so a lot of people are trying to go that way. And there's a lot of overhead, a lot of time. It takes 3 years to turn non-organic farming into organic farming.
Is that right? Is that a deterrent? Do you think why?
It is. And they lose, as they're informing me on some of this, you lose some money because the crops that you're raising you're raising towards organic aren't technically organic yet.
Got it.
So they're not having quite the benefit from it as normal or until they become organic. So they're helping with some of the overhead of that to help the farmers get there. And because some people prefer, you know, this day and age, especially the organic food and stuff. And so this is an organic beer. They're helping, you know, to get more organic farming. You know, it doesn't matter to me. To me, it's about promoting agriculture.
Sure.
And that's why I thought it was a good partnership to come down here with them. And help other farmers if they want to farm organically. You know, it's a tough transition. So they're able to help them do that by doing the 6 for 6 pack promotion.
And Pure Gold, it's a new beer, right?
Yes, it's a rather new beer. I think it's been around for a couple of years, but it's.
And are you out of samples, or
No, they had them.
I saw you.
You didn't have a camera.
I saw you on the morning guys on Siri on Mad Dog's channel. So I'm sure their producer Babchek probably drank all the beers. I just wanted to look at it. That's all. That's all. I just wanted to look at it.
To keep it.
Is that right?
For
I get
after
to keep
hours.
It? Well, after hours. I'm after done in about 45 minutes,
there
so it's 5 o'clock here.
Yeah.
This is great. And the slim can and everything.
Yes.
85 calories, 2.5 carbs. That's it?
That's it. So, yeah. So it's been fun to do it. And like I said, we're promoting the organic farming and agriculture in general, if you ask me. And that was like being in Wisconsin, all the dairy farms.
Yeah.
We didn't do dairy farms, but they did. So it's just a different way of farming and being in agriculture. It's fun.
Do you watch much of the game since you've been gone?
I watch them all the time.
Do you?
We'll sit down on Sundays and watch the games. I'm a huge, huge sports fan. I watch college football. We got season tickets to the K-State games now where I went to school.
Yeah.
So my family and I, we tailgate every Saturday.
Well, you're in basketball heaven, too.
Yeah.
Kansas.
No, Kansas. Kansas State.
Oh, it's only Kansas State?
Kansas State.
Okay, I guess you're right because you went there. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know. It's not for you. I didn't know if the family.
No, like, we're all Kansas State.
You make sure that everybody.
Yes,
okay.
We are in purple.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'll be honest. I used to be a KU basketball fan until I spent 5 years at K-State.
And then that was it?
There's no intertwining. It's all purple.
That's what changed you, is going there, right?
You
grew up in the state, and you are all-encompassing. You're all loving.
Yes. And then you spend 5 years at one university, and you learn to not like the other ones so well.
I'm sure.
So it's all about the purple.
Well, I'm sure they hated you for what you did to their team.
Right. It's mutual.
Absolutely.
It's definitely mutual on their end, so they can't get mad.
All right. Well, what would be the equivalent in the NFL where you knew what team was it that you guys went up against when you were a Packer that you – and I don't want to use the term hate,
right,
but you hated.
Going to Minnesota was one of them. Going to Chicago was another probably. I mean, those two – especially when, I mean, the year we won the Super Bowl, we had to go to Chicago. I mean, it puts a huge smile on your face, but we had to go to Chicago to win the NFC Championship game on Soldier Field. I mean, if you're not going to win it at home, you might as well go win it on your rival's field. Now, I'm sure a lot of Bears fans are going to be real happy I'm talking about this, but I'm sure the Packer fans are really smiling.
Absolutely.
So, that's what I'm worried about. But and those experiences of going on the road and those hostile environments and playing well, silencing a crowd, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, man, I can't imagine that, especially being the villain.
Yeah.
You don't look like you'd be not a bad villain, but you know, like you're a great guy. You're deep in your faith. I mean, you don't look like you'd be out there talking trash.
No, I'm not talking trash, but they just don't like you because you got the green and gold.
That's
on.
It.
So I was talking to some guys earlier, and they're like, man, I was a huge Vikings fan. I hated you now, but I respect you. You know, but it's part of it, and you understand it, and it goes both ways. So it was fun. I mean, sometimes it's fun to go into a place and get booed and have that hostile environment around you and understand it's just 53 guys and the coaching staff on the sideline that have to go get it done. You don't get the support of your friends, and it's not all going to be lovey-dovey.
Right.
You're going to have to grind it out. It was always tough. Didn't matter if Chicago was a great team or a poor team. I feel like they all were really close games, especially in Chicago. We knew going in, I think across the league, you go on the road in your division, it's going to be a battle, no matter how good or bad you are. It's going to be a battle.
I agree. And I could just say, being in Philly and knowing the Eagles and the NFC East, the rivalry there, I don't know what, outside of the 4th and 26 game, and I'm sorry to bring up the Freddie Mitchell catch, but I always felt like there's a strong connection that Eagles fans had with Packers fans. And I don't think it's because of what maybe is on the field, but just the fandom. Because you hear stories about, now, it's like Philadelphia Light. It's like the Michelob Ultra of fandom. they're not crazy and rabid and yelling nonsense stuff. Like, sometimes Philadelphia fans get themselves in trouble, Jordy. I recognize that. I'm self-aware. But I think it's just this connection with the game of football. And I imagine that even in Kansas and other places where football is huge, you probably never experienced anything like that.
Right. You could tell on Monday if we won or lost without knowing the score. I mean, and I'm sure it's the
same. Sounds like home.
Yeah, I say it. And then they'll dwell about it for 7 days or 6 days until Sunday comes around. And, I mean, even if we got on a losing streak, they'd all panic. But and you get it now being away because you don't have control over it. And that's the issue is being a fan.
Right.
You don't. As players, you're calm and collective. You know, all right, we're going to go to work. We feel confident what we're doing. We just did a couple things wrong, and we lost the game. But as fans, you have no control. They don't know what's going on inside the building. So they're panicking all week, hoping they get another win on Sunday.
Now that's you. Yeah. That's you when you watch the Packers.
Right. So, yeah, you definitely feel it, you know, or watching, yeah, the Green Bay and K-State and stuff. It's like you don't have any control over it, so it's a lot harder to sit there when you want to go help out in some way, but you got to just sit back and take it.
That's amazing. What's the best throw? It doesn't even have to be in game, but just, you know, you've caught passes from the talent that is Aaron Rodgers. We compare him to other quarterbacks. I'm just curious, as such a great receiver as you were in the NFL and had many great catches, what was the most impressive throw you've ever seen Aaron Rodgers make?
Man, honestly, the probably ones in practice. Because he
the ones that you never see, right?
The ones guys don't ever see because he takes more chances, you know, because there's not the risk-reward. I mean, if it gets batted down or intercepted, it's not a big deal. It's practice. Especially in training camp, because he would challenge us as receivers and throw the ball up and see if we can make a play for him so he could get a feel with, all right, I can trust this guy. This guy I need to, you know, not maybe give the jump ball to, you know, whatever. So, but one that comes to mind is against Dallas, he threw one to Richard Rodgers. He was rolling left and completely turned his body, chucked it in the end zone. Two Dallas guys kind of crossed in front, and Richard ended up with the ball in the end zone behind him. Like, it was, you know, 100% sure no quarterback coach will ever tell a quarterback to throw this ball.
Right.
And but I guess when you're 12, you can do it.
Exactly.
So
right.
It definitely would have been a no, yes.
Right, right, yeah. I'm sure you probably saw a lot of those. Now, yeah. You were on the field, but I imagine a coach or maybe a teammate was like, hey, man, you should have heard – filling Mike McCarthy or somebody.
Stuff is when he would predict it in the huddle. Like, all right, guys, this is the one. Let's, you know, give me some time. You know, let Jordy get out there and work. Especially our full nudes and the nod post, like that we hit so many times that he would sit there and say, hey, guys, give me some time. Give me some time, and it would turn out well.
How hard did you have to work, you personally? Because clearly, we opened up with how hard you work right now. Your work ethic is unquestionable. How hard did you have to work to establish that connection with Aaron Rodgers?
Every day. And it was relentless, and it started in the meeting room, like having a conversation with him and trying to speak the same language he was speaking. So if he asked a question, I could answer it quick. I could answer it the way he wanted it answered. So then he knew, all right, he knows his stuff. And then it would go to practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, it wasn't just one day of practice that you had to go perform. It was every day, because if you didn't perform and catch balls in practice, he wasn't going to throw you the ball in the game, because who would?
Right.
If I was a quarterback and you don't ever catch a ball in practice, or you don't get open, or you keep making mistakes in practice, I can't trust you in a game when everything's on the line. And then come Sunday, it just took opportunities on Sunday from being a young player and honestly making the playoff run and the Super Bowl run to allow the confidence in me that he had in me to grow, that then once you make plays, it just snowballs. And it does. It starts in meetings, and it's a lot of guys miss that it's communicating in meetings that – allow the guy, your coach, your quarterback, your teammates to know that you know what you're doing, and then let it progress over into practice and into the game. So it all matters.
Jordy Nelson, what a time, what a chance to chat. I appreciate you bringing over some Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, but more importantly, what you're doing now and awareness for organic agriculture. It's awesome. I assume you're at the very least rooting for the Chiefs, right?
Yes.
You're not rooting for the Niners.
No, not rooting for the Niners. Okay. Definitely rooting for the Chiefs. I mean, grew up a Chiefs fan. Always watched them on Sundays.
Right.
Obviously spent 10 years in Green Bay. So if it would have been Green Bay, Kansas City, it probably would have been Green Bay.
What do you do?
It would have been Green Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. But
obviously now, it'll be fun. It's crazy to think the Royals won the World Series a handful of years ago. Now the Chiefs have a chance to win a Super Bowl. I mean, things in Kansas City are looking up pretty good. And obviously, Patrick Mahomes, they'll be in the running, no different than we were in Green Bay for years to come.
It's a great feeling, isn't that, to see that?
Hopefully, I will tell everyone, Chiefs fans, enjoy the week, enjoy the game. I won a Super Bowl year 3, thought we'd be back multiple times, never made it back. So there's no guarantees. So enjoy it. Don't take it for granted.
And have a Michelob Ultra Pure Gold while you're doing it.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Jordy. Appreciate that.
It.
Awesome stuff. Eitan Shander live, Radio Row in Miami. It's SB Nation Radio.